open the floodgates. I hope I can make it through this.
Gentlemen, Merry Christmas to you from us, your Liberty Roundtable Live radio team. This is the broadcast for December the 22nd in the year of our Lord 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Going from incredible guest to incredible guest, I'll tell you what. Last hour we had on Dr. Murray Sabrin. MurraySabrin.com. He wrote a book about a single-payer health system, libertarian style. So it means single-payer, that's you. But all kinds of incredible solutions on how to get that done without government. We talked about that a couple of months ago. But he wrote a new book. He's retired, but this guy's cranking out books from his 35-plus year teaching history and experience in finance and everything else. And his brand-new book, Navigating the Boom and Bust Cycle, An Entrepreneur's Survival Guide. It sets out a provocative roadmap, if you will, for right now of how to deal with things as Americans grapple with their inflationary fears, the reality of what do you do? What if you own a small business? What do you do? How does the Federal Reserve fit in? All that was discussed last hour. This hour, the heavy-hitting, wonderful guests continue. Now we've got President of the National Taxpayers Union, Mr. Pete Sepp with us, NTU.org, which is the voice of America's taxpayers, ladies and gentlemen, mobilizing elected officials and citizens across the country, partnering with them, making a difference on tax relief and tax reform and a whole lot more, NTU.org. Pete Sepp, welcome back and Merry Christmas, sir.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, you know what? Right now, Congress is kind of taking a hiatus. But I wanted to talk about two main things with you today. Number one, they're going to kick it off with a bang in 2022. And we got a lot of work ahead of us, don't we?
We certainly do. There are many, many headlines in the news that started up early Monday and have gone through today saying, well, the president's Build Back Better plan, clocking in at least $2 trillion, more like $5 trillion if you use honest budgeting scoring techniques, that it's dead, that Joe Manchin has said he's a hard no vote on that package and it will not advance. Well, I will believe it when I see it, and I think we're going to see still more activity trying to get that package over the finish line, if not in its full form, then in bits and pieces. So right away in early 2022, we're going to have work to do in making sure that we don't get bushwhacked here with some new kind of proposal that appears to cost less for taxpayers, but is actually just warmed over, repackaged proposals from Build Back Better.
So are we talking about an intentional good cop, bad cop here where they're playing us like a fiddle? This is theater at the ultimate where they're saying, hey, Joe's going to hold out. Manchin's going to hold out. They're going to criticize him. He's going to come back, pitch this compromise plan. And the reality is it may not be what they had intended at first, but the compromise plan that they all end up with is worse than we would have got if we would have just said no. And reality is they're just playing us with this thing. Is that what's happening?
Well, I certainly think that Joe Manchin is sincere about his concerns that this package, with all of its spending hikes, could worsen inflation, that there are too many gimmicks in it. But Manchin has also been honest in saying to the American people, there were parts of Build Back Better that he definitely supported. So we could very easily see some package half as big, only, and I'm doing only in air quotes, $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion, something that Manchin would vote for. We could very well see a 3, 4, 5 year package that works on the child tax credit, that has some new spending for environmental initiatives, but isn't as Build Back Better. Now, I'm not here to cast gloom on everything. I would say that we've won a pretty major victory thanks to taxpayers getting active, getting informed, and saying to their elected officials, enough is enough. They have caused not only Joe Manchin to say, I'm a no vote, they're also causing second thoughts among other Democrats in Arizona and Montana, even Virginia, who are saying, well, maybe this is just too radical of a plan for the American people. Well, the Democrats who are thinking that are right for doing so. It is too radical. And if we can't get down to zero and say we've spent enough money here and spending more is too dangerous, we can certainly get somewhere that's lower than that Build Back Better plan.
Where do you think we go from here? The American people are kind of tired of this. They're going, you know what? Every time good cop, bad cop, they say they're going to spend $10 trillion and they only spend $5 or whatever. And, you know, man, we just can't stop them. How do we get them to reallocate money they've already got, not increase spending, but live within their means? You know, Rand Paul tried to put the penny plan together where he'd say, hey, let's just reduce one penny out of a dollar. And they literally just ignored him and moved ahead. And so basically Rand Paul says the whole body, Republicans and Democrats, they're all guilty. They're not going to do anything. That's a sad state of affairs,
yeah.
But I want to keep hope. What do we do, Pete?
Well, I think one way to keep hope is to look to the center of the Democratic Party. There is one. There are folks, for example, Sheldon Whitehouse, a senator from Rhode Island, votes liberal on a whole lot of issues, including tax hikes. We go head-to-head with the senator in opposition on a number of issues. But, you know, he put together a very credible plan for reforming the budget process, putting the budget on a 2-year cycle instead of the 1-year cycle. That allows 1 year of the budget cycle to be spent on oversight, one to be spent on planning. That's the smart idea. Creates new points of order in the budget debate process that lawmakers can raise whenever a proposal is not paying its own way with spending cuts elsewhere. That's a Democrat sponsoring these reforms, and it has Republican support, too. Why not take that baby step forward towards something that has a wholesale respect for the Constitution and its priorities for federal spending? We won't get there overnight, but that's one area for hope. Another area, Taxpayers' Right to Know Act. That was signed into law earlier this year. And what that's going to do is create an inventory of all federal programs and put them in a central place where not only policymakers, but the general public can finally view, again, in one place, one big picture, everything that the federal government is doing. We will at last have the tool we need to say there's too much overlap, there's too much duplication, there's lack of priorities here. That gives us hope, and that can inform the budget process next year because the federal government is implementing that under our watchful eye right now. So there are areas for hope.
So are they going to betray us at Christmas? Do you think Joe Manchin's holding out, but they'll twist his arm and they'll just do something quick Christmas time, or do you think we've got it really pushed back where it won't see the light of day this year?
I don't think they're going to come back this year and vote the plan in unless Joe Manchin has some sudden revelation and believes that the hard left agenda in Congress is something he ought to be supporting. I think they're done for the year, but we are not done for the year. This is the time to put calls into congressional offices and say, look, when you come back next year, no means no still. And you ought to be following Joe Manchin's lead and just shelve all these plans. Let's see how the economy is doing, for crying out loud, before we spend more money out of an empty pocket. Let's look at priorities. Let's look at waste and duplication and overlap. Let's get the federal budget, if not totally back under control, then at least on the path to getting back under control.
Do we have people with plans in place to put that center stage?
Yes, absolutely. There are.
Let me just stop you there. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen. There are people who have done the work to put Pete's proposals front and center. If the media would be honest about it, that could be the center discussion point. Somebody has got to be able to make that a reality, Pete. That's what we really hope for. And then we can back this common sense approach, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a caucus in Congress we can talk about on the other side of the break that's working really hard on these issues, and it includes Democrats.
Roger that. Pete Sepp with us, ladies and gentlemen. NTU.org doing a phenomenal job as always. I got a cool tool for you on the other side of the break as well. We'll talk about it from NTU.org in seconds on your radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Sin and death upon
Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. I am Sam Bushman. Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union President, with us right now talking about solutions. NTU.org, their website. We're talking about solutions because, you know what, things look bleak. I get it. But there's a lot of people working on a lot of good things, and you ought to know about it. That's why Pete's here. That's why we tell the tale, and we've been doing so for 25-plus years, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope. There are solutions. There are people who will partner with you to make a difference. And that's where we can get involved, ladies and gentlemen, in solutions. And Pete was mentioning that there's a caucus putting together a plan different than the Build Back Better plan. And the difference is, let's try to save money. Let's try to cut waste and reject duplication, and let's go ahead and reallocate the money we're already spending, and let's not even consider spending more money because we don't need to. We can look at the proper role of government, and we can reallocate accordingly, and we can take care of business that way. We can reject Build Back Better, but we can come back with a plan that should be front and center. We hope to make it that way. There's a caucus working on that right now. Pete?
Yes, it's called the Problem Solvers Caucus in the U.S. House of Representatives, and this consists of Republicans as well as Democrats who, like their name implies, are interested in solving problems rather than arguing about them. No, they're not as ambitious as many taxpayers would like them to be, but they are trying to provide a voice of reason here, especially in fiscal policy matters. They actually proposed back in late 2020 a way out of spending more and more money on COVID relief packages that was ill-targeted, unaffordable, and really ill-informed about the conditions that were actually on the ground in the economy. They were saying things very early, actually, before many members of Congress, even on the Republican side, were saying it, that states that had received federal aid during 2020 and the CARES Act and other packages weren't even spending the money that was already given them by the federal government. Why provide more? They said, we need to put a cap on that. They also said for liability protections need to be enacted for small businesses. We can't keep just plowing aid from Washington, D.C. to keep businesses open if they're afraid to stay open and their customers are not coming because they don't have liability protections against people going there and getting sick in the normal course of interaction. They wanted to means test a lot of the relief programs. We were seeing federal aid going to households making $200,000 or more. The PPP loans were a big example of that. The Problem Solvers Caucus was saying, look, let's approach the difficulties our economy is in from a more sensible standpoint, one that is more fiscally responsible. And they proposed a whole budget back then to help address these problems. There are still many elements in it that Congress ought to be following. They will be, along with the Blue Dog Caucus among the Democrats and the Republican Study Committee among the GOP, they will be the leaders who build bridges here and finally start to get America back on a more fiscally responsible path. It's going to take a lot of work, but they are willing to roll up their sleeves and do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, beginning in 2017, the Problem Solvers Caucus became an independent, member-driven organization in Congress comprised of representatives from across the country, equally divided between Democrats and Republicans, and they are committed to finding common ground on many of the key issues facing the nation. This is really amazing. Most people don't even know that exists, and we commend them for their work. It's not enough, I would submit, but it's an incredible start. How many people sit on this caucus, and what kind of influence do you think they have to really move the needle?
Well, there are 58 members of this caucus, Sam, and given the fact that Congress is equally divided on the Senate side and on the House side, there are only about 8 votes separate lawmakers sort of in the center of all of it. So saying, we want to come up with a path we can all follow here to get America out of this hole that we've dug ourselves. That's very important. I mean, you have lawmakers, Thomas Suozzi from New York, he's actually running for governor, Abby Spanberger of Virginia, Chris Smith of New Jersey, Kurt Schrader of Oregon. Remember, he was a no vote on several elements of the Build Back Better plan. He's a Democrat. So there are lots of good people here, Democrats and Republicans, who are willing to put their heads together and try to solve problems rather than create more of them.
It's all about humility, ladies and gentlemen, and it's all about dedication to a cause, and it's about developing friendships and collaborations for solutions. I got two more quick topics. I know we got to let you go right at the bottom of the hour, Pete. First one, though, is now the government admits $100 billion in COVID relief funds have been stolen. This is the kind of stuff where we've got to rein in the amount of money that's on the table so this can happen. $100 billion got stolen. They now blatantly admit it. Your quick response.
My guess is it's an underestimate. That's what makes it the worst. There were reports that well over $100 billion in fraud were occurring solely in the increased unemployment insurance benefits that the federal government and the states were administering ever since the beginning of the pandemic and the recession that followed. So my guess is the number can only go up from there. And we once again need better fraud detection measures. The federal government's inability to use information technology like blockchain to detect waste, fraud, and abuse as it's happening rather than after it happens, it's just really poor, and it's got to improve.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There's one last thing I want to focus on that's really, really valuable. It's provided by NTU.org. If you go to their website, and they have this incredible feature is what I want to call it on their website. And it basically is a NTU rates members of Congress and their voting records specifically related to determining how friendly or unfriendly they are to the taxpayers. You can see how your legislator stacks up. Okay. All you got to put in is your legislator's name, whether they're in the House or the Senate, what state they're in, and then you get results, ladies and gentlemen. So I did this for Devin Nunes because Devin is being chosen to run Donald Trump's media organization. So Devin Nunes, Republican, he's in the House of California, and it rates it for 2020. He gets an 82%. 82% to me is better than many, but not all that impressive. So there you have it. This is an incredible tool, Pete.
Well, thank you. And we've been doing this all the way back to 1979, actually, when we began using every single roll call vote affecting taxpayers, taxes, spending, debt, regulation, anything fiscal, we include it. This often amounts to hundreds of votes a year. And so this is a comprehensive scorecard. Each vote is weighted. It provides the best and biggest picture of how a lawmaker wishes to impact the financial state of the nation. And at 82%, that, of course, is a grade of B. Most recently for Congressman Nunes, he has actually earned a few A's in the past, but lots of B's and B minuses there. And so it's important for everyone to check out this website feature at NTU.org. Take a look at not only how your own lawmakers are doing, but others you might see on television talking about the need for lower taxes and less federal spending. Some of them like to talk big, but they don't necessarily vote that way.
Pete Sepp, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Godspeed, sir. We'll chat next year, my friend.
Next year, sir. God bless.
Thank you so much. NTU.org doing a phenomenal job. Your partner for solutions, ladies and gentlemen. They're not partisan. They just want to have tax accountability and responsibility and appropriate levels of taxation. Imagine that, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors in the manslaughter trial of Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer who says she mistook her firearm for a taser and fatally shot a combative Dante Wright, are asking the judge what should they do if they can't reach a verdict. The jury is expected to return Wednesday after deliberating just over 9 hours on Tuesday. President Biden Tuesday trying to explain why vaccine mandates are necessary.
I know vaccination requirements are unpopular for many, not even popular for those who are anxious to get them. My administration has put them in place not to control your life, but to save your life.
Arizona Republican Senate candidate Blake Masters on Newsmax after Biden's speech.
But Biden's president, and it is a complete disaster, like a complete disaster. He's governing the country as if he's trying to destroy it.
Merry Christmas week to you and your family from our family, USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Saudi national on the terrorist watch list has been apprehended trying to sneak into the United States at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, apprehended an illegal immigrant who allegedly has ties to terrorist groups. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney reacts to the arrest on Fox Business.
We have heard, and it's been reported, that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list coming across, and here's one who is impersonating a volunteer ambulance worker who's caught at the border, and that's how he gets across. And this is how simple and how easy it is.
Border agents previously arrested 2 Yemeni men who were on the U.S. terrorism watch list as they tried to cross into California from Mexico. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership this week to the continuing crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Internet outages at the strangest times. It's shocking what happens. I had a whole segment planned here where I was going to play back Joe Biden's whacked out conference yesterday, where he basically claims, you know, well, guys, I'm not supposed to have this conference. What are you talking about, Joe? You're so whacked out and confusing. I don't mean to mock you as the president. Switching back to the microphone, Cam.
To the president of the United States, it's like, what are you talking about? You're not supposed to. Who says so, Joe? I have a real national security concern when the president of the United States, or at least the so-called president, literally says stuff like, hey, I don't know if I ought to be having this thing. I'm not supposed to. Says who? What are you talking about? Okay, this is not cool at all, if you ask my opinion. All right, it's immoral. Stop it, says Joe. Biden scolds purveyors of lies about the pandemic, he claims. He says we're all making money because we don't agree with him on COVID. He's a liar. Now they're granting us a Christmas miracle. Biden states the vaxxed Americans can enjoy Christmas safely. So vaxxed can, but the rest of us can't. Biden says getting vaccinated is a patriotic duty. Shame on you, Joe. Agency, choice to choose as you think best, not be forced by government, is a patriotic duty, sir. Anthony Fauci, your whacked out dictator doctor, said Tuesday on MSNBC that, hey, considering the highly contagious variant of coronavirus Omicron, unvaccinated family members should be asked not to attend Christmas this year. They claim without evidence, ladies and gentlemen, that Omicron is now the dominant strain in the United States. Why do I say without evidence? What evidence have they shown you? Huh? What evidence have they shown you? All right, let's play back this conference from Joe Biden. Okay, we're going to play back some of it. I'm going to say pause, and we'll pause, and I'll make a couple of comments as we go. Here it is, Joe.
How concerned should you be about Omicron, which is now the dominant variant in this country, and it happened so quickly? The answer is straightforward. If you're not fully vaccinated, you have good reason to be concerned. You're at a high risk of getting sick.
You're a liar, Joe. You're at a less risk of getting sick if you have natural immunity than you do if you have vaxxed immunity. So since I've had COVID at least once, probably twice, I'm safer than those who are vaccinated, sir. So don't lie and create this wedge between people in America, the vaxxed and unvaxxed. Stop your divisionary tactics. Satan divides. God unifies, okay? Go ahead.
And if you get sick, you're likely to spread it to others, including friends and family. And the unvaccinated have a significantly higher...
Lies again. If you get sick, you're likely to spread it. Well, that's not necessarily true. There's a lot of people that don't get sick that spread it. They're called asymptomatic, Joe. And there's a lot of people that are vaccinated that still get sick and or don't get sick, but have the COCO still and spread it. So you're lying and using this divisionary wedge that I reject, Joe. Go ahead.
Risk of ending up in a hospital or even dying. Almost everyone who has died from COVID-19 in the past many months has been unvaccinated.
Lies again.
Unvaccinated. But if you're among the majority of Americans who are fully vaccinated, and especially if you've gotten the booster shot, that third shot, you have much less reason to worry. You have a high degree of protection against severe illness.
Lies.
Because Omicron spreads so easily, we'll see some fully vaccinated people get COVID, potentially in large numbers.
Pause. Now, he finally told the truth. People that are vaccinated will get the Omicron variant in large numbers. Vaccinated people will get it in large numbers. He at least admitted the truth for once. Go ahead.
Cases in every office, even here in the White House, among the vaccinated from Omicron. But these cases are highly unlikely to lead to serious illness. Vaccinated people who get COVID may get ill, but they're protected from severe illness and death. That's why you should still remain vigilant. According to our doctors, even if you're fully vaccinated, you should wear a mask when indoors and in public settings. Wearing a mask provides extra protection for you and those around you. And I know some Americans are wondering if you can safely celebrate the holidays with your family and friends. The answer is yes, you can. If you and those you celebrate with are vaccinated, particularly if you've gotten your booster shot. If you are vaccinated and follow the precautions that we all know well, you should feel comfortable celebrating Christmas and the holidays as you planned it. You know, you've done the right thing. You can enjoy the holiday season. And thanks to the progress on vaccinations this fall, we've gone from nearly 90 million adults in July who had not even started their vaccination process to fewer than 40 million today. Still too many.
Okay, pause. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we've gone from 90 million that don't have the vaccine to 40 million, the inference, since there's 330 million people in America, is that 290 million are vaccinated. That is an outright lie by inference. He didn't say that, but that's what he's referring to. He's lying to you. There's not even close to that many vaccinated. And if there are that many vaccinated, when you put that many vaccinated plus those who have natural immunity, I don't know where this virus would even go. There's hardly anybody that could even get sick. You're either dead, you're vaccinated, or you have natural immunity. I don't know what number that would be. They never tell you what natural immunity we have by this point because they don't have any idea. And they don't want to admit it anyway. But again, Joe's lying to you. Go ahead.
20 to 40. All these people who have not been vaccinated, you have an obligation to yourselves, to your families, and quite frankly, I know I'll get criticized for this, to your country. Get vaccinated now. It's free. It's convenient.
Lives,
I promise
not
you,
free.
It saves lives.
It's not
honest
free.
I honestly believe it's your patriotic duty.
It's not convenient.
Another question.
It doesn't save lives.
Folks are asking
Liar.
Is, what can you do to make yourself and your family feel safer and be safer? The answer is simple. Get your booster shot. Wear a mask. Our doctors have made it clear. Booster shots provide the strongest of protections. Unfortunately, we still have tens of millions of people who are eligible for the booster shot, but have not yet gotten it. Gotten the first two
Pause.
Shots.
That's a lie again, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest protection you have is natural immunity. Even the doctors that agree with Fauci, even the pro-vaccine doctors are admitting that through research study after research study. But Joe Biden lies and won't even entertain that in his discussion. That's where his dishonesty is. My patriotic duty, ladies and gentlemen, is to not get vaccinated if my physician says no, and to not get vaccinated if I pray to Almighty God and I feel the gut feeling of no. My patriotic duty is to warn people that, you know what, Joe Biden just got a one-sided agenda. Is there money? What drives that agenda, Joe? I don't know, but you act like you have credentials in this field, which you do not. Let's be clear. All right, let's skip the break as we continue with this. Go ahead.
They've not gotten the booster. Folks, the booster shots are free and widely available.
Liar, they're
over
expensive.
60 million Americans, including 62% of eligible seniors, our most vulnerable group, have gotten their booster shots. I got my booster shot as soon as they were available. And just the other day, former President Trump announced he had gotten his booster shot. Maybe one of the few things he and I agree on. People with booster shots are highly protected. Join them. Join us. It's been 6 months or more since my second shot. If it's been 6 months or more from your second shot when I got my booster, you can get yours today. It's been 6 months or more since your second shot. Another question that folks are asking is, are we going back to March 2020? Not this last March 2021, but March 2020, when the pandemic first hit. That's what I keep getting asked. The answer is absolutely no. No. Here are three big differences between then and now. Number one, more than 200 million Americans have been fully vaccinated. In March of 2020, no one was fully vaccinated. What that means is today, a case of COVID-19 for fully vaccinated and boosted person will most likely mean no symptoms or mild ones similar to the common respiratory viruses. Over
Pause.
200 million.
So, Joe, if that's true and vaccinated people have no symptoms and they're not really tested all the time, how do you know they're not just super spreaders everywhere, Joe? If they don't know they're sick, but they have the COVID because they have such mild symptoms or they're asymptomatic, how do you know that they're not the super spreaders everywhere? And the answer is you don't. Okay? You don't. So there you have it. How come we have more deaths in 2021 continuing? How come even though your vaccinations are literally in the hundreds of millions, but yet we're on the cusp of the worst outbreak ever, and it's worse in more vaccinated areas? Why is that, Joe? And why, if the majority of the people that are elderly are vaccinated, why are they dying the most, Joe? You've got some serious questions that you're not willing to talk about or have a debate on. And last question, why, Joe, are you shutting down medical professionals, scientists who disagree with you? Why? If you're on such solid ground, why don't you have an open dialogue and discussion before the American people about this candidly? Let Dr. Atlas, let Dr. Pierre Corey, let these physicians who are experts in the field make their points. But you're afraid, Joe. You're absolutely afraid that we'll discover the truth. Go ahead.
Americans should have a peace of mind that they did not have in March of 2020. They're protected from hospitalization and they're protected from death. Second point. We're prepared today for what's coming. In March of 2020, we were not ready. Today, we stockpiled enough gowns, masks, and ventilators to deal with the surge of hospitalizations among the unvaccinated. Today, we're ready. And as I'll explain in a few minutes, we're going to be reinforcing our hospitals, helping them. Number three, we know a lot more today.
You're a liar again, Joe. You're not ready, and let me tell you why. Because all the unvaxxed medical personnel that don't want to take the vaccines because they know what harm is done. They see it firsthand up close, buddy. It's like hand-to-hand combat. It's bloody. It's gory. It's evil. It's horrible. It'll make you sick to your stomach. They know, Joe. And they don't want to take the vaccines. And since you guys are firing all the non-vaccinated employees, you've got a hospital crisis on your hands. Don't tell me you're ready. You lie. You're also not ready at all when it comes to testing. We're no better off when it comes to our ability to test now than we were at the start, Joe. So you lie, and we caught you at it. Number three.
Than we did back in March of 2020. For example, last year, we thought the only way to keep your children safe was to close our schools. Today,
yeah, we told you that was a lie then.
We have more resources to keep those schools open.
Well, now you're listening to me.
You can get 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated, a tool we didn't have until last month. Today, we don't have to shut down schools because of the case of COVID-19.
You never did, Joe.
Now, if a student tests positive, other students can take the test and stay in the classroom if they're not infected.
No, they can't.
Rather than closing the whole school or having to quarantine. We can keep our K-12 schools open. That's exactly what we should be doing. So, folks, let me summarize. We should all be concerned about Omicron, but not panicked. If you're fully vaccinated, and especially if you got your booster shot, you are highly protected. And if you're unvaccinated, you're at a higher risk of getting severely ill from COVID-19, getting hospitalized, and even dying. So the best thing to do is get fully vaccinated and get your booster shot. And no, this is not March of 2020. 200 million people are fully vaccinated. We're prepared. We know more. We just have to stay focused. So that's where we stand. Now, let me tell you about the additional steps I'm ordering today to take on what is coming. I know you've heard a lot of this.
Yeah, you're like a dictator.
Already.
You're just ordering, aren't you, Joe?
3 weeks ago,
the legislative body.
I laid out
you're
a COVID-19
dictator, aren't you?
Plan for this winter that prepared us for this moment. Today, we're making the plan even stronger. First, we're setting up our vaccination and booster efforts. We're stepping it up significantly. In the past 2 weeks, we've seen the highest vaccination rates since last spring. And we aren't as vaccinated as a country as we should be, though. That's why we have added 10,000 new vaccination sites on top of the 80,000 sites that we already had in place. And even more will open in January. You know, there's some parts of this country where people are very eager to get their booster, where it's harder to get an appointment, So starting this week, I'll be deploying hundreds more vaccinators and more sites to help get the booster shots in people's arms. I've ordered FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to stand up new pop-up vaccination clinics all across the country, where you can get that booster shot. We opened FEMA vaccination sites in Washington State and New Mexico recently as cases have increased. And today, I'm directing FEMA to stand up new sites in areas where there is a high demand. These steps are going to help us add more and more booster appointments and over the next few weeks. I also want to say a word to parents. If your children are not vaccinated, please get them vaccinated. If you're a parent, understandably, who waited to see how how the first shots went with other kids before getting your own kid vaccinated, you can stop waiting. 6 million children in our country, ages 5 to 11, are vaccinated. Get your children protected today, now. For those parents out there who have a child that's too young to be vaccinated, that is under the age of 5, I know this can still be a scary time. But one thing you can and must do, while we await vaccines for children under 5, get yourself fully vaccinated and boosted, as well as those around you, your children, your caregivers, your siblings.
Pause.
It's critical to match.
We have proven that children don't hardly get sick and that they don't really spread the coronavirus like adults do. Why do we need to get our children vaccinated, Joe? Why is this such a push? Why do you have to literally beg for 30 minutes in a press conference for people to get vaccinated? If really getting vaccinated was the right thing to do and there was clarity on this, and people were comfortable, and people trusted you and Fauci and others, then you wouldn't have to beg for a half hour. But all this is a big begathon for you to get vaccinated, and then the government telling you they're going to spend more money and control business for their agenda. It's a shame, Joe. A shame on you, Joe. Dividing the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated, suggesting that the non-vaccinated need to fear they're going to die everywhere, that they shouldn't celebrate Christmas. Shame on you, Joe. Your peddling of fear has got to stop. All right, go ahead.
Mask up in public indoor places. We know that our youngest children have only rarely been impacted by serious COVID-19 cases. But they can be further protected if they're surrounded by vaccinated people. And again, to folks who are not vaccinated, you might think you're putting only yourself at risk. But it's your choice. Your choice is not just a choice about you. It affects other people. You're putting other people at risk. Your loved ones, your friends, neighbors,
Stop.
Strangers you run into. And your choice can be the difference between life or death.
Stop. Pause. Why are we going to get other people at risk, Joe? Is it the unvaccinated? We're already at risk, according to you. And if everybody else is vaccinated and they're wearing their masks, they're not at risk. You just told them they could celebrate Christmas together, that they were highly protected. Joe? Which is it? Am I putting other people at risk, or are they highly protected, Joe? Your lies are evident, sir. Shame on you. Go ahead.
The longer the virus is around, the more likely variants form. It may be deadlier than the ones that have come before.
Pause.
Let me say again.
The nature of science, Joe, is that the future variants become less creating of death, less hostile. They attenuate, Joe. Why are you saying they're going to get stronger? Do you have a plan to make them stronger? Are you guys planning to release another killer virus? Is that what we're talking about, Joe? Just wondering. Go ahead.
Again and again and again and again. Please get vaccinated.
No,
it's
thank
you. It's the only responsible thing to do.
Liar.
Those who are not vaccinated are causing hospitals to become overrun again.
False.
I just spoke to the governor of New York. Every COVID-19 hospital means someone with a heart attack, cancer, or other serious illness may not get that bed and that life-saving care they need in the hospital. Look, let me give it to you straight again. Omicron is serious, potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. Let me be clear.
It is for everybody, Joe.
Thanks to the prior administration and our scientific community, America is one of the first countries to get the vaccine. Thanks to my administration and the hard work of Americans, we led a rollout, made America among the world leaders in getting shots in arms. But uptake slowed this summer as vaccine resistance among some hardened. Look, the unvaccinated are responsible for their own choices. But those choices have been fueled by dangerous misinformation on cable TV and social media. You know, these companies and personalities are making money by peddling lies and allowing misinformation that can kill their own customers and their own supporters.
Liar, I'm not making any money, Joe.
It's immoral. I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
pause.
One of the other things that we know.
Hey, Joe, why don't you have a debate then with all the thousands of doctors that say you're wrong? The scientific community that you and Fauci and others are shutting down. Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everything else in your back pocket to carry out your one-sided agenda. Let's have a real discussion, Joe. Why don't you come on my radio program and debate me on it? You're a neophyte when it comes to medical things, and so am I. Let's get it done and have an open debate, Joe. Are you game, sir, or are you chicken? Let's have a real discussion in America without shutting down the sides you disagree with. Shall we, Joe? Go ahead.
It has to be done. It's more testing. Because Omicron spreads easily, especially among the unvaccinated, it's critically important that we know who's infected. That means we need more testing. And on that score, we're now where we should be. Yes, we have over 20,000 free testing sites. Yes, we've used the Defense Production Act and spent $3 billion to greatly expand the number of at-home tests available for purchase online and at your local pharmacy. And yes, we made sure insurance covers the PCR tests you get in the hospital or at your doctor's office. But starting next month, private insurance will also cover at-home testing. So you can order a test online and get reimbursed. We're providing access to free at-home tests for those who may not have insurance. But it's not enough. We have to do more. We have to do better. And we will. Starting this week, the federal government will set up emergency testing sites in areas that need additional testing capacity. Before Christmas, the first several of these federal testing sites will be up and running in New York City, with many more to come. This free testing is going to help reduce the waiting lines, the time you have to stand there, and sometimes it's an hour or more.
All right, we can stop this now. We're about out of time. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is a reporter asks at the end, hey, how come you haven't got testing cranked up like you should have? And Joe can't even take responsibility for that. He's like, well, Omicron just came on us really fast. We couldn't have known. Liar. We've been begging for testing for 2 years. Whether Omicron comes or Delta is the primary variant doesn't matter. We don't have enough testing at all. They claim without evidence that Omicron is the dominant strain in the U.S., but they haven't provided evidence to that effect at all. They've done a few random tests. They claim they don't know much about it. But Biden announces plan to mail Americans 500 million at-home rapid tests. 500 million, folks. They now say children can see Santa, get vaccinated, and receive a $100 gift card, a debit card in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Reggie Marion with the article. This is just a shame. Why do you have to go to those lengths to bribe everyone if the vaccines are safe and effective and if everybody trusts you, Joe? Why do you got to do that? Fauci says if vaccinated and boosted, so vaccinated is not even enough now, if vaccinated and boosted and make sure you continually wear your mask, you'll be okay. Well, if I'm highly protected, why do I need a mask? NYPD now. NYPD orders all cops to mask up regardless of vaccination status. Why? Home monitoring for the UK? COVID infected. Now they're starting to monitor people in their homes. Governments are getting out of control, tyrannical. Sarah Palin standing up, though. She told a crowd attending a Turning Point USA conference that she's not going to get vaccinated. It'll be over my dead body, she said to a cheering crowd in Arizona. Good for her. Wow. All right. 2 hours in the can. Thanks for being alongside. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Thanks for being with us. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. But you got to get involved. Choose the right. Make it a great day. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.